025, Hilchos Tefillin, Thursday night. We're actually up to Siv Gimel in Simen Chof Ches. Minek HaChachomim, L'mashek HaTefillin B'Shas HaNochoson, U'B'Shas Chalitzoson. Actually, we learned this, okay. Shemakapal HaTefillin, the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, we learned that a little bit. So the abadam alot yisura, yesh nargum lekochon kiknafayim. I don't know how to do that, but there's a lot of people that do that. Al shem kanfeyona, that's more in Shabbos. Shekochon al tzodi atfilin, tzorech lechos atfilin biyodo, v'glilu l'hovetzua aleihem, v'lo lechos hovetzua biyodo, v'lgilu atfilin l'tocha. That's according to one sheet, and that's a Gemara about a Sefer Torah at the end of Megillah. Gam, don't shake it out of the stick. And take it out with your hand. Because you can enwrap your hand in it. It could warm your hand, etc. Going back to Aloha, I said that Rabbi Ginsburg here asked me where I got it from. And I looked all around for it, and I don't know where I got it from. So I must have paskened it a few years ago, and I'm still holding by it. I said, when you come out of the bathroom, you should only make one bracha on your tefillin. And he said, where is that from? So I looked around, and I don't know where it's from. So it must be from the Bir Halacha, bringing down many shittos that you do not make a bracha at all. And, you know, he's not so sure, but then he comes down, yes, make a bracha. So I must have once paskened, I guess. I mean, I looked around, I don't see anyone say it, so I must have said it on my own, but I'll still stick to it. You have less things. You have things that are less problematic where the Mishnah Berurah says make one bracha. He doesn't say it here, and the Chanami. I'll keep looking though. Ein levorech chof tes. Ein levorech shem bracha kshechol eitz tefillin. There's actually a Gemara. It's a Yerushalmi also, but the Bavli brings down the Pnei Eretz Yisrael. Made a bracha when they took off their tefillin, meaning when they took it off in a time frame when they were mechuyev to take it off. Because it went, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. So they made make a bracha. But we really don't have a time when you're mechuyev to take it off. When they did, which is night, we paskin. There's no isser to wear the tefillin at night, be'etzem. But there is a time when you have to take it off. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashas, because you're not supposed to wear them Shabbos, that's for sure. But we nevertheless do not make a bracha. Yeah. You're supposed to wear tefillin all day long, like tzitzis. Yeah. Afiluk shecholtum Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashas, Mishnah Berurah, Perish. Shema, you serve him, they would hold. They held the Lila loves Mansilin. You're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. But after who's Emakra? They learned it out from a pasuk. The Vishamarto as a chukah azos from Adam Yomim Yomim a Yomim Beloy Leilos. So it's like blowing shayfa. Like, I mean, I don't know if it was usher to blow it at night, but there's no mitzvah still in Belayla. So you take it off. I believe he done the tefillah on the high court. Asi l'nyanach because he's the Gemara. Belayla came along just man tefillah do. Ach ein lanichem lechat chila. That's only mid the rabbanon that goes through Shema Yishen Bohem the Yofiach. Which is also, he doesn't have a guf noki. Hilkoch ein levarech. So we don't make a bracha. But we don't even make a bracha when you take it off Erev Shabbos ben Hashmakas. Pirish at the Kaimel on Shabbos, the underblood's man tefillin he. Uch sheyetu anichanoz, if you would want to have your tefillin on then. L'shem mitzvah, oiver al bal toysef. Mikomukum nevertheless. Kivon sheyem anichanoz beli kavon al l'shem mitzvah. Ein beza isu men atoy alam edivrei soifrim. It's not like Issa to wear it. It's also to wear it with the very soifrim, Shem Zerah, Shem Yates, Ben Lishas Arabin, and then you might take it off when you go to a Beis Hakisei. The Eish Cholkin Gam Al Zeh, Kamosh Yivur Lekamim B'Sim Lamed Aleph. Ladigach Al Kaponim Lo Shaych Bracha Al Zeh, because there's no din you have to take it off, really. Because there's a way you could wear it without being over any issue, without doing anything wrong. Kivet Shebechalitza Zatfilo Mitzarat Vein Bo Mitzvah. So that's why we never make a bracha. You never really, in other words, have to take off your tefillin. So we don't make a bracha. We had in the Mishnah Berurah, you'll remember, that some people take off their tefillin before they say in a volatzion, right? Yosum Fenecha Shneishmor Chukecha Bolam Azeh. So that's reminiscent of the nusach of this bracha lishmar chukav. But we don't paskin like that either. You're supposed to wait till after Kaddish to take it off. What about going to the bathroom? I would imagine the bracha would be instituted only for a kavu, for a kvius, for a zman. If it's a zman, when you don't wear tefillin, so you make a bracha. But just if circumstances demand you take off your tefillin, the lishmar chukav is b'shamarta sachuko azos l'moado miyamim yomima. So you either learn out from there not at night, or you learn out from that pasuk not on Shabbos. But circumstances is not embedded in the mitzvah. Zman hanochos on Simin Lamed ubo hei seif and zman hanochos on bavoker. Remember, you could wear it at night. It's only a gzeira not to. So, when could you wear it in the morning? Really, you should be able to wear it when you wake up. Some achronim hold it's really not such a problem when you're waking up and you're not going back to sleep. You're waking up for the day. But so we'll see. But certainly, lechatchila, the zman hanachos of bavoker is mishiyus chavera horogeli molktsas berichud davaramus v'yakivenu. Rotzalomer, tchila zman hanachos on the Mishnah Berurah says mishiyure. That's the same one by Kriyashma, the same zman. We had it by Tzitzis. The mitzvos and kolayoy. We'll come over to him on the Zion Ayin Shom. You know, just the lashon hamachaber is a little funny. So it means the tchilu zman hanachosa. Batam bezman hazeh chayshin Hashem yishem bahem. Uvechlal laylu hu linyan tfilin. Imo ktsas nilu harbe. If he knows his friend very well, yakareno filu meirocho. Gvenerogu klal lo yakar filu bakar maot. So that's why the formulation is harogel imo ktsas. Now the Rambus is around 6 to 8 feet, right? And it's hard to tell nowadays with all the street lights around and all the buildings around blocking the moonlight. So you look up on your iPod when this man is. In America, it's like, in New York, I should say, they say like 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Here and there, it's so they give you a much longer zman. They give it like at least an hour or something like that. An hour before Nates, I'm talking about. Also, on the Echthilim Belaila, it's Midrabbanon. Sheme Yishkachem, the Yishan Bohem. What's wrong with sleeping? It's not as bad as you think to sleep. The problem is what you're going to do when you're sleeping. You might pass wind, you might do something that's not a gufnaki. Sleeping itself is not really all that bad, even though it sounds like pretty bad. No. That's, if it happens, it happens. But that's where the Rishonim point out from the din that sleeping doesn't seem to be inherently inappropriate, that the Hesach Hadas really means things like Kalos Rosh and Schok. But when you're sleeping, you ain't talking any Lashon Hara, not talking any Leitzanus. You're safest when you're sleeping. Balayla uben Ashmashos, midibim are going to burn mashma debutal lechatchilu lahaniach. Abu Papiyu Godim is stopping Muzem. Lo shalokim adai mitzvah filin bolso yom. Those in Nicha ben Ashmashos, certainly you should put it on ben Ashmashos if you didn't put on filin that day yet. Shem yishkechem yishan bohem b'chayshinim were afraid shem yafiach bishmoso. Abu Midiorais mutal anicham balayla. The kaimel on laylo is man filin. Midiorais. Okay. Now we continue with the mechaber. So you don't put it on at night. It's with the rabbanu. We said in henichem kodem shetishka hachama b'choshcha olav afilo him olav kol halayla mutter ve'ein morin kei. If he had it on beforehand, so we don't announce it, we don't darshan it, but that's the din. You whisper it. Rots alone, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lo osru rabbanu rak lahanichem lechatchila b'layla." I will be kibbutz shekvor manochem olav mid'od yom lo hitzrichon lechaltson. There's no absolute chiyuv to take it off. Kol halayla. Pirush calls man shein cholson. The cholson pamachas shavosul lo hanichon mutter. It's a lomar as man shirotsu lishon. Those behechrich musiron. She also lishon shinas kvabohem. Who can look how on the same mem dalit. The afshad the lila does man shein who afilushinas haroi also midina. Okay. People won't get the difference. They'll say, if I can keep it on, why can't I put it on? They might not be coming to Rabbi Malinowitz with Mishnah Berurah here. And they'll be all confused. Not like you. You're clear in the halacha, right? If you do it barabim, it's a horoa of sorts. You gam ken kahora. Many people would put on tefillin. A couple of people still do put on tefillin by a tainus, by mincha. So really they can keep it on for ma'ariv. So he's saying you're not supposed to do it barabim. Doing something barabim is like a hoira. What? And more in case someone asks, I don't know. In the Gemara, there's different lashonos in the Gemara, like this. The Gemara in a few places in Shas gives like three nuschols that is din. Have to say morin and I forgot the lashonos. So one means you don't darshan it publicly, but if someone asks you, you could answer the right din. You don't tell your false din. The lashon of ein morin alocha la'achirim. I don't know. It's barabim. I don't know. If someone asks you halacha, you tell them the halacha. In lochol as tilim b'shashaka hachamba b'meish lahoyel amokam l'shomron b'nimtzu olav k'day l'shomron, then mutter morin kein. You're allowed to tell people, hey, you don't have to take it off. You're allowed to keep it on if that's the only safe place for it. For that, you could tell them. Davka nimtzu mekilina nu morin. Mishnah Berurah explains, "Shemishlo hashmira in tzarach lachlos afilu kol alayla kolz man shelo yoshen." Aval lahanicham lechatchila also b'shvil hashmira. Yesh mekilin b'zeh also. Okay. Let's learn one more. Wait. Okay, one more sif. Let's do. Okay. How you like to watch the derech b'hashkama? They had to go on a trip. Menichem, you can put them on. Mishiyagiyos manom, the mashmish ben biyavorech. He's putting it on without a bracha before this man. Then the good old mashmish ben biyavorech. Once this man comes, the lekel mecha shemayishim bohem. Kivan shehishkin v'yotzel l'derech. So that's why he put it on. But he doesn't make a bracha because there's an objective zman which allows you to make the bracha. So he shouldn't make a bracha until the zman comes. But he's allowed to put it on. Exactly, he got up for the day already. So you wrote to the Lord, "Derech v'koshem lo lanicha machakech mehakor kol chay gabna." Will be on the plane. He won't be able to put it on. The seatbelt sign will be.
It's not able to say bracha later.
No, at night you're not allowed to put it on.
If he gets up, let's say it's over there. no bracha. No bracha. And he should certainly see to it to put it on. I mean, if he's going to the mitzvah with the araisa, I don't know. You have to know how strong Chazal. Sometimes Chazal made their takonas very strong and said you're not yotzei. Like by Kriyas Shema Chatzos, Rabbeinu Yonah has a tzad that Chazal said you're not yotzei, even though it's only midrabbanan to say Kriyas Shema of night after Chatzos. So maybe Tefillin might be the same too. He has to see to it to make sure he puts it on. You know, even for a few seconds or enough to say Kriyashma. Hashkama filu kodim amar hashacha manichin kodim mitziyosu v'yochol achad mitzalat filu shei mitzvah kibin lakaymol on lailu zman tfilin hu v'filu hayu lomokum v'sharm v'ngam kim mutu l'loy tshon kibin lakul mecha z'shem v'yishu v'em kibin lakamei but only b'shal satchak that he won't be able to put it on later u'kshakiyo zmanom after he tivu chazal there's a special hetter that you're allowed to put it on. Because you're starting the day, you're waking up. You want to know a shaila if someone says that's the only time he has to put on tefillin, period? Avada, he should put it on, but without a bracha. Does he have to be nervous that he's not doing the mitzvah? Maybe. It's not that clear. Chazal didn't. On one hand, it's only midrabbanan. On the other hand, you have sometimes rabbanan went very strong, and they said you're not yotzei the mitzvah. On the other hand, here it says Chazal will matter it when there's no chashashena. On the other hand, they said no bracha because they didn't want to tell you to say the tzivanu. So it's not that clear. It's not a bracha lebatola. But so the yotzal adech is without kol hadech ragel b'yerichim that he won't be able to put it on. I'm sorry. No chashashena. I will yoshev ba'agola osu laniach shem yishin b'hem. Right, I always fall asleep in the car. So avada is a chashashena the agola. See, the Be'alocha talks about if you stomp, put it on at night when you woke up, and you're not going on a trip, it's not a shasat chak, and you made the bracha, do you have to make the bracha again? You hear? So the Be'alocha was suffic. So that's kind of the suffic we're talking about, right? If you get the mitzvah to the Eved, if you put it on when you woke up, yeah. Because you're making the bracha, and the bracha always has to be made over la'asiyasa. And we have in Hilchasitzes that when you make a bracha that should be over la'asiyasa, if you make it later when it's on you, right, and you're not really doing an action, then you should try to maneuver that it should be somewhat over la'asiyasa. So sometimes we saw Lashon Mamish to move it out of place and to move it back. But sometimes. But here when it just says Mamashmesh, so it doesn't mean that. It means just to jiggle. Okay, we'll stop here.